contract from day to day? Do you just let your agent take care of that stuff?
No, my focus is on practice and getting the best out of our practices and getting better. And so that's all I'm focusing on. And nothing's changed. Nothing's different. Reports are all wrong, and I don't know where they're getting their information from. So, I just kind of laugh at it.
Do you get
this done before the start of the season, or does it matter?
Again, just not. I'm not thinking about it. Not concerned about it. When it happens, it's just not on my radar right now.
Do you even get updates?
You said the reports are wrong.
Sure.
So you don't want to be the highest paid
football? No, never been said. Never come out of my mouth. Never said it to my agent. Never said it. So I don't know where the reports are coming from.
Do you get updates from him on this, or is it something that at this point you're not even in the loop?
Talk to him every once in a while, but I don't like to get updates every second, and something comes up, I tell them to call me and keep me updated, or send me a text, and that.
Does that upset you? Does it embarrass you? Does it get you mad when you hear all that stuff?
Been here long enough, you understand, reports come out, I guess you just wonder how, if it's a guy just making stuff enough to try to, make a name for himself, or I don't know what his purpose and saying it is.
Is the first, when you hear something like that, is the first thing that you think about, all of us around here know you pretty well, have been around you, know that that's not something that will come out of your mouth.
Right.
So how preposterous does it sound when you see a report like that?
Yeah, and so I didn't see it. My dad, I actually got a voicemail from my dad. He was, he was probably upset about it. So I got a voicemail from him, and then I called Pat Hanlon, our media guy, just to see what was going on or what was being said. So I didn't know all the information, and he said you can't really trust the source and knowing how many people are buying into it, because it doesn't sound like you, and the source is not very reliable.
Well, you said you never said that, but obviously you don't think you're negotiating with agents. Are you saying Tom Condit has never?
I don't think that's what he was saying. So I don't know how all negotiating goes and what's being asked and this and that. I'm sure I don't think I want to know, but that was never never said by him, claiming that this is the goal of what we're trying to do.
And you've always been one for Ben and Phillip, for obviously since you were drafted. This is another thing that you're being linked to. Ben's got his contract, Phillip has got his contract, and you're aware of that. You figure this will be my turn next. I mean, you're in the same class as those guys.
I don't compare myself with other quarterbacks by their salary and by their contract. So again, it's just I've been blessed to play in this league this many years, and still blessed to play this year, and I'm gonna do my job, and that's all I can concern myself with.
Eli, the offense last week obviously had some struggles. Going forward now, do you feel that you've corrected some of those issues? Do you feel like you're going to settle down and be able to?
Yeah, I think we've had some good practices this week, and I thought we had good practice versus the Bengals, and so that's just that's football sometimes. We had some plays that were we need to make, that we got to go make them on the field. We got to make them on the game days. So I don't think it was a case of us doing things incorrectly. We just got to we just got to do them a little bit better. And so I think we're on the right process of getting better, and I think it'll show up, show up this weekend.
What kind of leaps in progress do you expect as an offense to make in Ben's second year here? I mean, obviously last year was a learning process.
I think we should be better off early on in the season and have a better understanding of what we're trying to do. What some of the adjustments are, playing faster, making adjustments, changing plays, getting the different checks, changing protections. Everything should be a little smoother operation. And, I think even this past week, it's been good. I think we've had, had Victor out there a little bit more, have had Odell out there, seem like I'm getting more reps with them than early on in training camp. They were a little bit limited. Sometimes I go a couple practices, not seem like I've thrown them any passes just because, you know, they were just getting, you know, limited amount of reps, and, you know, those reps I might have been, not have been not working their way based on the coverage. So I feel like, you know, we're hitting some more, you know, hitting some more plays and been sharper this past week.
How much do you see a difference when you look out there at the offense between now and last year? In what regards do you see that difference, if there is?
You know, a lot of difference, and just sharper. You know, playing faster, making changes in the plays, guys. We just don't have the as many mental mistakes. Last year, a lot of mental mistakes. You know, a lot of people thinking, hey, you know, new concepts are going in, and you know, messing up those concepts, and then forgetting about the old concepts that were already put in, and you just had everybody was new to it, and so this year. Now, obviously, you only have a few guys that are new. And so you have the rookies, you have kind of the new guys still making the mistakes, but for the most part, the veterans are doing things correctly and playing fast.
How much has the playbook changed, if at all?
There's always going to be new additions and new concepts that you're going to work on and try to get things going. But for the most part, the system is in, and it's just about growing within it, getting more comfortable with more concepts.
Eli Cruz, I believe, coach just said, a little bit of a calf issue in one practice today. Given the optimism that everybody was hoping to get to a preseason game, how disappointing is that, that he had a little bit of an issue?
That's news to me, so I'm just learning that right now. So, like I said, I thought we've had good work this week with him, you know, getting him in, you know, more plays, more action. So hopefully he'll get back out there soon. But obviously we're getting a lot of work in practice, and it's always good to get, you know, live game work, but the practice work is good also.
Eli, what would you like to accomplish most this weekend in this second game?
And, you know, obviously put some points on the board and get some drives going, sustain some drives, and hopefully be able to, you know, get out there and set the tempo, play fast with the offense, and get some first downs and kind of get into a good rhythm with the offense.